the amount of heat that was in that building was more concurrent with something called thermite, okay? And the building was not constructed with thermite, so it had to be put there. The bottom line here is DARPA created the mechanism for the 657 and nav boards for remote flying, okay? It's a government project. So the automated landing aspect of it, which may have been, is insignificant. Do you understand? You had to have something hot enough to cause the steel to soften.
You're exactly
okay?
right.
Then you needed a controlled demolition to trigger one shot after another so that the floors would pancake so that they would come down straight. It is simple as hell to know. That building, all of those buildings, okay, were retrofitted to come down. All right? Since 1997... When they went to the EPA and they said they were doing a feasibility study to see if they could take the buildings down, and they were trying to get the permits and everything to take the buildings down, and the EPA turned around and said there's too much asbestos in the buildings and it would affect the air quality in New York if the buildings came down in an imploded manner. Okay? Now, who broke the ground from when the buildings were put up? You understand, for a building to go up in Manhattan, it has to go down very far also, so they have to blow the bedrock. Start looking into, reverse engineer the entire scenario. From the time the building has gone up, who got the maintenance contract for the explosives, okay? Why were certain companies, okay, before you think about blowing up the building, and forget about the planes hitting it. The planes hitting it were like flies on a windshield. They couldn't have done anything to it except burn up the interior of the office space that they hit. Okay, they had absolutely no. They didn't even weaken the structure. Okay, so take a look at who could bring down the buildings. There are commercial corporations that can bring down large buildings like that. Okay, now. Listen to me carefully. Now, to take down the Bush Terminal warehouse on 39th Street and 1st Avenue in Brooklyn, which is roughly one-third the size of 7 World Trade Center, it took 60 men, right, 5 weeks to prepare that building to come down, okay? So now when Silverstein points over to Building 7 and says you better pull that building down too, you better bet your neck that building was retrofitted to come down. These buildings have been retrofitted because when they are obsolete, the planned obsolescence is to take the building down. It's not illegal to put explosives in your own building if it's professionally done. Okay? And most of these large buildings are retrofitted. Who has the maintenance contract? Okay? The Port Authority has been paying a maintenance contract to a certain company for over 20 years for the testing of the circuits and the changing of the mercuric caps. Okay? So there was not only thermite used. Okay? Thermite was used to soften and weaken the structures, and C4 was used for cutting charges. There was no less. To take down a building, you use blasting jelly, you use a lot of things. There may have been 30 different types of explosives used to take down a building like that, especially an immense building. That is the largest imploded building in history. There has never been a building as large as that taken down before. How do you know it wasn't molded in place? This was a retrofitted building, okay? And most people now, people won't understand. You know, when your wife comes home and leaves the office and everything, and the electricians come in, does she know what the electricians are doing? Are they working on the phones or are they testing the circuits? The bottom line here is the biggest lies in the world are in plain sight. All you have to do is relabel the barn. Now, by by reverse engineering the whole thing, follow the money trail. I'll give you the scenario. Listen to me carefully. I'm going to give you the scenario, the entire scenario. First of all, that building had to come down by 2007. They had to come down by 2007 to comply with the air, the EPA air index. In other words, there was a huge asbestos abatement project that had to be completed by 2007. Okay. Number two, you had dissimilar metal corrosion on the face of the building, where the aluminum girders were bolted together with steel because of acid rain and because of the similar metal and the different flow of electrons and everything that you can all figure out through electrolysis, okay? The face of the building, in all corners of the buildings, were corroded and it was coming loose and rattling. That was another huge, huge expenditure. Number two, there was a 30% deficiency in occupancy of the buildings. Number three, this government will always create a win-win situation. Tell you the truth, it may have been the New York State government this time because they're learning. They're learning from the best. But I'm going to tell you something. The Port Authority of New York owned the building. They transferred the building to Silverstein. Now, why would a very smart Jewish man with a great education buy a building with a $500 billion liability on it in a short period of time? Okay, here's your scenario. Okay, first of all, the government themselves needs their cover story, and they have to create the boogeyman. So we have to create a global terrorism alert. All right, Osama bin Laden, who used to be who probably still is working for the Central Intelligence Agency, was responsible for getting back all the Stinger missiles from the Mujahideen freedom fighters, okay? He never got paid for that. $30 million of that was held back by the bright light Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton called this guy a terrorist and took $200 million of his out of the New York banks, his own money, okay? The guy's pissed. Guess what happens? AIPAC. You know who AIPAC is? AIPAC gets called because of this Trade Center situation. And they say, we have a little operation. Do you think you can get in touch with the Mossad and probably talk to Osama bin Laden? Osama bin Laden gets talked to and said, listen, if you can use some of your operatives to snatch some of these planes on this special operation, we can probably get you back all of your money. So what happens? Silverstein purchases the building. The building gets knocked down, okay? What happens? Silverstein gets paid. Osama bin Laden gets paid. His operatives get paid, right? You don't hear the people crying about their families anymore. The families got paid. Everyone got paid. And the property reverted back to the Port Authority. It's a win-win situation for everybody but the people that died.